Shalom Aleichem, on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to take 10 for Talmud, Chulin and Dalid, Chulin 54a, pagination is 107. We're concluding the Gemara on the first Mishnah of this Perek, dealing with Trefos. And at this concluding time, the Gemara cites two stories regarding things that seem to be trefos, and Chazal did not include it in the list. We're just below midway on the page at the beginning of a line. Devei Yosef Rishba, the house of Yosef the hunter, Machu Begida Nashia, they would hit on the Gid HaNasha, the sciatic nerve area, vikatli, and it would kill the animal. Also, the kameder of Yehuda ben Beseira, they came in front of Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, amaluhu, and they said to him, and he said to them, v'chilahosif ala trefos yesh. I know what you're trying to do. You want to say that a wound in that spot should be defined as a trefa, because you see that the animals died. Ein luchel amashamanu chachamim. He said, we only have to deal with the trefos that the Chachamim listed, and if you come up with a different damage that kills the animal, we're not responsible for it. We don't have to make a treif. And what actually emerges is that they had a brilliant solution. They hit the animal in a certain way. The animal goes into this ill state, and then it's easy to shecht. Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira says, it's not a treifa, because it's not listed, it's not part of our protocol. Deverev Papa Bar Abo Rishpa, another family of hunters, Macho Bekulya, they would hit in the kidney, Fikatli, and it would kill the animal. Also the commander of Abba, and he came in front of Rav Abba, Amaluhu, he said, V'chilahosef ala treifas yesh. Same argument. We're adding to the trefos. We don't add to the trefos. Whatever we have, ein lo chalamasha manu chachamim, and the rest are kosher. Ask the Gemara, v'kachazina de kamesa. We see that the animal dies. And the answer that's given is, gemiri, we have a tradition, de'ibadu lo samo chayo, if you would apply the proper medicine, it would live. It's not fundamentally a trefa. The Chazon Ish in Yerideya Hey Gimel of his Simanim writes that really every trefa has a cure. Hashem, in his knowledge of everything he created, sheared different cures. We don't have those. But according to what Chazal codified, were cures known to them and fatal illnesses known to them, they defined what's called a trefa. And that ends up what we are bound by. Now, this opens up all kinds of questions. What happens if today a veterinarian surgery would be able to cure something? Does that make it no longer a trefa? Does it make it no longer a trefa even if they don't do the surgery? Because it could be done. Does it make it a trefa even after they did the surgery? It's defined as a trefa. At some point, does it lose that status? What happens if there are things in the time of Chazal that did die, or things in our time that die? The Gemara only defined that in their time, had the medicine been applied, but you people don't happen to know the medicine. But maybe other people do know the medicine. And it really opens up quite a number of questions of how to apply the laws of trefos. What's holding us back is that we were given a tradition that a trefa is something that can't live. something that will die within 12 months. And that's what concerns us, because we're studying things and we're not necessarily defining the same illnesses according to modern medicine in the exact same way. So the Chazon Ish says, Nishtanu Ativim, indeed, things have changed. And we find that in former generations, they were very into bloodletting, and a person needed to do bloodletting because they had too much blood. And later generations, letting blood is dangerous. It's not proper. It weakens the person. We find certain things about gestation that had to be precise in the time of the Gemara. And nowadays, we don't find that precision is required for the person, for the child to live. Things change. But ultimately, the Chazon Ish's position is that the treifos are defined the way Chazal defined it, whatever traditions they got from Moshe, whatever they defined based on their knowledge, and those are the defined treifos as far as the laws of kashrus go. What emerges, perhaps, is the possibility that a treifa not living 12 months, a treifa being a sickly animal, is almost perhaps ta'ame ha-mitzvahs, giving reasons to the mitzvahs rather than the actual halacha, what's binding. And if that's true, if that's the way we should understand the balance over here, then this is quite common. There are many times that Tamei HaMitzvahs would lead us to issue a psak that's different than the actual psak. We would suddenly become much more benevolent, perhaps, in certain cases. And when you look in halacha, halacha is halacha. In the words of our Gemara, V'chilo hosef ala treifos yesh. I'm looking to add to the treifos. I'm not looking to add to the treifos. Whatever Chazal told me is treif, that's what's treif. You found a new ailment. I'm not bound by that in the laws of kashrus. The Chazon Ish points out, though, but if you're dealing with a person who has a certain ailment and you want to assume that he's dead so that his wife can remarry, for that, you have to be based on modern medicine. That's not the laws of kashrus and treif. That's whether he's estimated to be alive or not. Alive or not is indeed going to depend on modern medicine, which is quite a fascinating distinction. Another question that's brought in the poskim is the question of stunning the animal. Sometimes when we have anti-Semitic, anti-Shechita laws, so the proponents of these things don't want to acknowledge that actually Shechita is quick and definitive and actually, in your typical case, causes the animal to suffer less. Again, that's not our laws of Shechita. That's like Tamei HaMitzvahs. But these are the facts. It kills the animal clearly. Other methods, shooting a bullet to the head, stunning the animal, it's not quite clear what people are based on in thinking that these things are better. But the poskim have been very reluctant to do anything different than traditional Shechita, because, among other things, one of the fears is that you're going to create a treifa. If you stun the animal, what is it that you're doing to the brain? Is that making a treifa on some level? And then you're going to shecht it. And that's the type of thing that we're not creating a new treifa. We're actually wondering, are you doing something to the brain, which is the equivalent of the traditional treifa item that's listed that we have to be careful about. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.